just over 60% of the world now has access to the internet. And in developed countries, there are computers everywhere, at work, school, and home, and even at our fingertips. But, according to the World Health Organization, excessive use of internet, cell phones, gaming, and other platforms can have negative health consequences. And physicians are still learning how to deal with this troubling trend.
İnternet bağımlılığı aslında bir hastalıktır.
Internet addiction is an illness, both physical and psychiatric. Lately, it has become high on our agendas.
Rahmi Aktepe is the president of Turkish Association of Information Technologies.
It's actually more dangerous than other type of addictions because we know that other addictions are completely harmful and bad. For example, we advise people to quit cigarette or drug addiction. Internet addiction, on the other hand, is different.
Different because sometimes it can be hard to pinpoint a specific harm.
Internet addiction can also be called technology addiction. Taking selfies, using mobile phones are different aspects of this. This is a psychological disease, but it does not have a medical cure. It needs to be tackled with education. There has to be deliberate studies on this.
Just over 75% of the Turkish people between the age of 16 to 74 used the internet in 2019, according to research done by the Turkish Statistical Institute. As a nation, 88.3% of Turkish homes have access to the internet. But even as internet overuse is still being debated by experts, it is clear that children are the most vulnerable.
Kids choose their parents as their role model. Families should be a little more careful about internet, computer, and smartphone usage. Parents should not overuse these devices in front of their children. They should also monitor and limit their kids' screen time to, say, an hour or 2 hours, depending on the kid's age. Parents should be well disciplined when it comes to their kids' internet usage.
The World Health Organization says excessive use of internet, cell phones, and other technology is increasing so much, it now considers it a significant health problem. For Yıldız Yazıcıoğlu and Murat Karabulut in Ankara, Turkey,